Does every day for you feel like you are having to walk through molasses or like you're in a bog? You're just kind of stuck, like you're rushing from A to B, but you're just not making much progress in getting anywhere, even in the midst of the rush and the chaos. Let me tell you that you are not alone. So often when I'm talking with a new client about what's happening for them right now, they say, I don't know. I just feel stuck. I'm stuck in this situation, or I'm stuck in this job. I'm stuck in my frustration. I'm stuck in the chaos. And so today I'm going to offer you 5 steps to get out of that place of stuckness and into a place of freedom and progress and movement, taking a step forward and really feeling like you can actually move forward. Before we get started, though, I just would love to ask you if this or if any other episode of The Managing Mum has been useful for you or enjoyable for you. I would be so grateful if you could take 2 minutes of your day to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps to get the word out there that this podcast is available. And this also means that we can offer all of this free content that I love to give to you to so many others who might need it, who need the service, who need the love, who need the care and the information. So I would really, really be grateful if you would do that. But in the meantime, let's get on with it. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. When I came to think about this episode and what I wanted to say in this episode, I was thinking about all the times that I have been stuck in my life. And the one that stood out for me, and I was going to say the one that stuck out for me, but I'm going to say the one that stood out for me the most, was the place that I was in before I started this podcast, a place that I have been in for quite a long time. And this place was a place of striving, of really a place of trying to have a career that I thought that my parents wanted me to have or expected me to have, and a career that I thought would look successful in what I thought success was, in what other people thought would be successful, in a place of, yeah, just this kind of striving to be what I thought I should be. I wanted to be a good investment for my parents of their time and their money in my education and my upbringing. And I wanted to show them that I was worth all the effort, excuse me, that they had put into me. And I needed to be successful before it was too late so that they would know what I had achieved. And successful, not just in, well, I wasn't actually sure what that meant, but kind of successful in the way that I believed success looked, even though I didn't really know actually what that was. So I was in this incredible rush to be successful. I was in this whirlwind of striving, of trying, of rushing, of panicking, which meant that for the first 5 years, actually, of my coaching business and motherhood, I didn't actually get very far. I tried so many things. I took any opportunity that came up. I thought that in order to be seen as professional, I needed to work in the corporate sector. So I pushed for opportunities within organizations. I was absolutely exhausted by trying to keep up with a presence on social media, trying to be financially independent and secure, trying to be a mother to two small children. And in this chaos, in this whirlwind, I was really just not actually getting very far in the development of my work and of my business that I was striving so hard for. And a few things happened for me that got me unstuck. And I'm going to offer you some of the steps to how you can find freedom from whatever it is that you are sitting in at the moment, so that you can feel the relief, the liberation, the joy that I felt when I was able to move out of this place of stuckness and into a place where I love what I do. I servant, I parent, and I just have such joy in my life. So I have told my story of being unstuck, but I think it's good to think about what being stuck really is. What does that mean? What does it feel like to feel stuck? What does it mean to feel stuck? I think we all know the physical feeling of being stuck. I think perhaps it's a feeling deep in our bellies, or it's a feeling in our throats that is uncomfortable and tight and constricting when we think about the place that we're stuck. I believe that being stuck is being in a place where you just can't see a way out. Not knowing which way to turn in order to make a change. Not really knowing why we're in a situation, but just knowing that where we are is not where we want to be. If you are feeling stuck, you might be feeling completely overwhelmed or in a state of wondering, is there more than this? Is there more to my life than this feeling, this kind of pull to where I am? You might feel like you're not good enough, or you shouldn't be where you are, or you don't deserve to be anywhere else. You can't seem to move or to take action because you don't actually know what that action is. Or perhaps you're just too scared to take that action if you do know what it is. I really believe that the greatest cause of stuckness is fear. This fear will be different for everybody, but I believe that fear causes us to stay still, to stay caught in the stickiness of the place where we are. We may not even be aware of the fact that we're scared. We may not be aware of what we're scared of, but in a way, it's the comfortable discomfort, or the discomfort that we know, which is safer than something that we don't know, which is on the other side of action, on the other side of taking a step to get out of that stuck place. My fear in my stuck place was that I wasn't going to be successful in time to show my parents what I could do. I needed to do it now. I was rushing to get to being the person I thought they wanted me to be. And in that rush, I was actually just creating a complete mess for myself and just keeping myself stuck in this sticky, heavy, horrible place. So we are stuck where we are because of fear and because of the stories in our heads that the world has created about who we should be or what we should be doing. And these stories are generally fairly subconscious unless we take the time to, like I did, through coaching and through journaling, through talking to people, through being curious about what was going on for me, really taking the time to slow down and to get down and kind of dirty with our thoughts and our stories, to really get to know them. What is going on for me here that's keeping me here? So that is my first step. Step one is to figure out what is holding us in this stuck position. What is the story that you have in your head about where you are and where you should be and the gap between those two? What are the thoughts that you have about your situation and about yourself? What are the limiting beliefs about yourself that you are telling you that this is it, that you can't move? I really invite you to get to know your inner landscape, your inner world, your inner workings of your mind. As I say, for me, coaching was the place where I could freely spend time unpicking and grappling with this inner landscape. Kind of almost feel like I opened up my mind and had a look inside to what was going on in there. I love doing this with my clients because it's always so fascinating for them to see things that they didn't even know they thought or believed, and how these thoughts, these beliefs are holding them back, and to see how fear is keeping them in this uncomfortable, sticky, stuck place. Step two then is to decide what it is that you do want, what life would be like if you weren't stuck. You may have an idea about this, but if not, again, take the time to think about and create a vision for how you want your life to be. Write or voice note yourself is always a useful thing to do, an outline of exactly what your life is like. Where do you live? Who do you live with? What do you do? What hours do you work? Where do you work in terms of the organization that you work for, and also geographically, maybe in terms of its relation to your home? What does your role include? How much money do you make? What do you do on the weekends? Who do you spend your time with? You can go as deep as you like in this vision of your life, in the place where you are not where you are now, in the place where you are unstuck. For me, when I got to know what my fear was and what was going on for me, I didn't have to change very much. I changed one thing. I just became more clear and sure of what I was doing, that I was making an impact, that I was contributing to the household income from the work that I love to do. And knowing this changed my life completely. So I had a vision of what I needed in order to get out of that stuck place. And it was to be more clear on what I was doing. It was to be able to contribute. And when I got to a point of being able to do that, it made me calmer. It made me much more able to be present. It made me more at ease and more gentle with my children, which I believe completely changed my relationship with them. It also changed my relationship with my husband. It made me enjoy my work. It made me feel like I was making progress, which made that work so much more fun and so much more enjoyable and so much easier to sit down and do the work rather than feeling that heaviness. One of the things that I changed was that it was for me and for my family that I was working, and it wasn't for my parents or for the outside world anymore. I could enjoy my work because I was owning it. I was deciding what I was going to do with my career. And this changed me as a person, because the person that I was when I was stuck was this kind of frazzled, flustered, frustrated person who was constantly trying to see how I could be more successful, do more things. And it was absolutely exhausting. And this unstuck person that I am now is just, I think, so much nicer, because I'm just happier and more content. And I also believe that I'm much healthier mentally, and that has given me the space to be healthier physically as well. So that's a little bit about my unstuckness. And I had this vision of what I wanted to be like, and I'm definitely moving more towards that. So that's step two, is to create a vision of what your life would be if you weren't stuck. So once you've completed step one and two, and these I think are the hardest ones to complete, you're pretty much on your way. Step one and step two are much easier when you have someone to work through them with, whether that be a professional or a friend or someone who can ask you questions, someone who can reflect your thoughts back to you. Someone can help you build awareness around what is in your way and around where it is that you want to go. So find somebody to do this with, whether it's a friend, whether it's a professional, a coach, somebody who can just help you to open up that lid of your mind and just have a look in there, and then help you to set those goals, set that vision into a kind of cohesive story that you're working towards. Step three is to break down that vision and to create goals that you need to put in place in order to reach that vision. What are the goals that you need to achieve to make that vision a reality? I have to admit that I didn't do this. My story, I think, is definitely one of real godly intervention, because I really believe that he could see that I just was going nowhere and I needed a little bit of help here. And I'm also not very good at setting goals, but he stepped in for me in a way that I hope I am kind of can step in for you and just help you to create that vision, create those steps that will allow you to get to that vision. So I raced into step four before I had even thought about how I was going to get to my vision. And step four is creating an action plan. I'm not so good at creating a plan either, and generally find myself going straight into action. But I have learned in the past few months about setting goals and having a plan in place, and how these really can make such a difference in helping us to step out and to move forward. So create an action plan based on what those goals are. What are the things that you need to do in order to achieve each goal? What needs to change? What maybe needs to stay the same? What do you need to let go of? If you're feeling stuck here, again, sit with someone and bandy ideas around with them. Sometimes when we're so stuck in the place that we're in, we're so deep in it, it's really hard to see what action we might take to get out of there and to move towards our goals. So find someone that you can sit with who can help you to just give some options or to offer some different ways that you might be able to step out of this molasses-like feeling. A disclaimer here on that note of stepping out and it really being quite hard to do on our own is that when we're creating an action plan like this, often all those fears, all those stories, all those voices that you unearthed in step one are going to come up with a vengeance. They're going to try to sabotage you again. And my suggestion when this happens is to go back to your vision. Read through what you envisioned that unstuck place to be like. Really feel what it will feel like when you're there. What does it feel like in your body to be in that free, liberated, unstuck place? Feel the freedom, feel the lightness, feel the joy. And this will give you that real impetus, that real ability then to step into step five. Step five is to step out into bold, courageous action. The boldest, courageous action I took around my stuckness was to sit down with my parents and to ask them what they hoped and dreamed for me. What were their expectations of me? In this conversation, I started to see how much of the story that I had of their expectations and their hopes for me was actually untrue. And it was my own creation as a result of the perception I had. And just to hear from them what they wanted for me suddenly gave me the incredible freedom to be able to create my own vision, my own goals. Because actually what they wanted for me was not what I had envisioned. And they wanted me to go out and just do what was right for me. So I suddenly had this freedom to do what was right for me, to step into the vision that I have for myself. So as you can see, I went into action first, which is what I needed to do. But now I'm moving much more slowly through these steps that I've offered. And when I start to feel myself a little bit stuck, I go back to step one and move slowly through, back to my vision, back to my goals, back to the action steps that I need to take. And I'm just feeling so much more free, so free of the overwhelm and the frustration and the fear and the general heaviness of it. And it is just so joyful to be in this space. So those are the five steps that I'm offering you today to get yourself out of that place of stuckness. And just a reminder, if you're feeling stuck, you are not alone, but you really don't need to stay there any longer. Try out these steps. Take each one and work through it. And my hope is that you'll find that the process itself will be a good one. And by the end of it, you'll be well on your way from point A to point B. You'll be starting to loosen the grip, or the grip of that stuckness will be loosening, so that you can just take a step forward, move, start to make progress, and to feel like you can reach that vision at some point. It won't happen in 5 minutes, but as soon as you start to move forward, suddenly you find that actually you can make progress so much more quickly. There's kind of momentum in that progress. If you have no idea where to start in getting out of the rut that you are stuck in, and these steps just all sound a bit overwhelming, please feel free to join us in our Facebook community, where we support you in the process, or you can sign up for a balance and boundary coaching session where you and I can spend time one-on-one for an hour looking at where you are stuck and how you can move out of that to get into a place of momentum, of freedom, of progress. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.